You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're taking a look at MultiChoice now. We finally got that offer that we'd been waiting for. We knew it was going to come at some point or another, and it came through this morning via a SENS announcement, and I'm joined on the line by editor at My Broadband, that is Jan Vermeulen, to take a look at this. We've been keeping an eye on the story for quite some time. Good evening, Jan. Thanks, as always, for the time. Let's start with the updates. Well, where do we finally stand here? What was the final amount that came through by way of offer, and how did we get here?
Good evening. Yeah, so we got an indication of the amount at the start of March already, 125 Rand per share. What we got this morning was a firm commitment from between MultiChoice and Canal Plus that they are cooperating on the deal. So that sounds pretty much like, you know, this is an acceptable offer. You know, on face value to MultiChoice. They've appointed an independent board that consists of members of the MultiChoice board who are going to evaluate the offer. Then they've also appointed an independent expert in the form of Standard Bank to evaluate the offer. They will come back with recommendations to the shareholders about whether the offer is, you know, meets the, you know, the is in the realm of reality, you know, whether it's a good offer or a bad offer. And from there, I think they also set like a kind of like an automatic termination date for the deal. It can be extended, but they were pretty much indicating that they hope that they could conclude the deal by 8 April next year. And so that's essentially the update today, is some technicalities on how the offer is going to work, and then who's looking into the offer, and confirming that it's indeed 125 Rand per share, which comes down to what they also revealed. Hang on, this was interesting, is that Canal Plus has not stopped buying MultiChoice. Canal Plus has stocked up an even more MultiChoice shares in the meantime. It's going to continue to buy them while it negotiates, or at least reserves the right to keep buying MultiChoice shares. So it's up from a 35% stake to a 36% stake. The outstanding amount, if you look at, you know, the rest of the shares it has to buy, is about 35 billion rands worth at 125 rand per share, and it's offered to do that in cash, to settle that in cash. So 35 billion rand cash is what's on the table here. The whole of MultiChoice at this offer price is valued at around 55 billion.
There's lots to unpack there, Jan. Let's start with some of the conditions. What are the conditions of this particular offer? I mean, there's obviously things around exclusivity and all other things that are mentioned in the SENS announcement. What are some of the conditions we need to be aware of?
Yeah, sure. So they describe them as customary commitments of exclusivity between the parties. And so while they are busy, you know, going through this process, that you know, someone isn't going to come out and steal MultiChoice from Canal Plus is part of that. And then you know, all the other conditions on the deal, the regular conditions on the deal, are going to apply. It has to get Competition Tribunal approval. It probably has to get ICASA approval. The shareholders is the first hurdle. So the first thing that has to happen is the board has to come to the shareholders with an offer, and then with the evaluation from the independent board and the expert, in this case Standard Bank, to say, is this a good deal or not? And then shareholders must make up their mind whether they agree with the evaluation. So that's first condition. You know, at some point it's going to go for all the regulatory stuff, but then crucially, a part of this regulatory shenanigans that has to happen is that the Electronic Communications Act says that the foreign ownership of a broadcaster, when it comes to the voting portion of it, cannot exceed 20%. Now, MultiChoice has previously said this is not an issue. It's baked into our memorandum of incorporation. Hopefully that is true, and that continues to be true. But the other part of it is BEE ownership. And so Bloomberg has been reporting that Patrice Motsepe is in talks with Canal Plus to come on board as the BEE partner, the local ownership partner for this deal. And so it looks like if that is true, that ARC might end up owning a chunk of MultiChoice as part of this whole deal for Canal Plus to buy MultiChoice.
Jan, is the 125 Rand a fair offer? I mean, you touched on the valuation sitting just shy of 50 billion Rand, considering how many shares are in issue. And we obviously have all of these other variables that are still in play. Looking toward, obviously, the conditions that are subject to approval and the tribunal approvals and all of that, is 125 Rand something that you think shareholders might be more amenable to, given that 105 Rand didn't pass?
Yes. So from where I'm sitting, 105 Rand was a fair offer. 125 Rand is a more than fair offer. If you depending on which analysts you listen to, there's all kinds of opinions out there. But MultiChoice, as things stand now, it's in a very risky space. This is actually a fairly high risk investment. This is now, you know, hashtag not financial advice and all that stuff. But from where I'm sitting, MultiChoice has really gone all in on Africa and on Showmax. If the African economic miracle that it is banking on does not happen, then this will not. I don't see this being a great investment for Canal Plus. MultiChoice is really banked heavily on that there's going to be a huge growth in streaming in Africa, which means there must be a huge increase in disposable income amongst Africans to afford luxuries like streaming, like the data and the internet connections necessary to have streaming services. It's kind of trying to shortcut some of that by having this Premier League offer and going to market with mobile network operators with some data bundled and all that stuff. But it's still, for the average African, quite a large chunk of money to subscribe to services like these. So firstly, there needs to be consistent and good economic growth across the continent. And secondly, MultiChoice and Showmax, through its partnership with NBC Universal, because that's now complicating the thing further, and I'll try to explain that a bit more. But it's partnered with NBC Universal on Showmax, and they have to beat Netflix and Prime Video and everyone else in Africa to come out on top in the continent. And so it's not just a matter of Africa has to succeed. It's Africa has to succeed, and then Showmax has to beat American giants in the space with the help of another American, slightly smaller than giant, in the form of NBC Universal. And then, you know, it'll have this French conglomerate on its side as well in the form of Canal Plus. So it's very risky days ahead for MultiChoice. And but, I mean, it's drawn the suitors in the form of Canal Plus, a huge French media conglomerate, and then NBC Universal and its Peacock platform, that took a 30% stake in Showmax. So, they obviously see something here, from where I'm sitting, it remains incredibly high risk. This is something that's either going to pay off hugely for the people that are investing in it, and they'll be able, you know, in the next 10 years or so, to be able to point to this and talk about what geniuses they were of seeing this opportunity, or in 10 years' time, people are going to tease them about what a bad investment this was.
And we'll only know as it unfolds. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see how it unfolds, and we'll report on it as it does. Thanks so much, Jan. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, joining me to reflect on the latest developments from the MultiChoice Canal Plus deal.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.